Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Just get your Bibles for me, please. And open your Bible, please. Matthew chapter 9. And we will read verses 20 through 22. Yes, verses 20 through 22. And then we will go to Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. And I'd like for us to all read those together. And I will be reading from the King James Version. And it's Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 through 22. If you have it, say amen. Then let us read. The word of the Lord reads, "And behold, a woman which was deceived with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour." Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. If you have it, say amen. And the word of the Lord reads, "And the woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of him, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning saying thank you for your word. Lord, your word is quick and powerful. It is alive, and it shall go forth and do as you have instructed it to do. Now, God, open our ears to that we may hear what the Spirit has to say. Break up that fallow ground, Lord, that stone heart, that we can receive your word today. Not only receive it, but internalize it and apply it to our very situation right now, so that we will see the power of the living God. The anointing and the Holy Spirit work and move immediately in our lives. And for this, O God, we say thank you. Now, Lord, anoint these lips of that I may speak your word as I hear it from you to your people today. In Jesus' name,
Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I have those passages of Scripture to be read because I want to preach this morning from the both of them. And each points out different things. They both talk about the woman who had a problem and how she went to the Lord to get her problem resolved. And she had, in one passage, we note that she spent all she had trying to get there. And then she finally made a decision, and one we find out over in Matthew, she said that she was keeping herself. She had the faith on the inside that if I could just touch them, my problem would go away. If I could just get to God, my problem would immediately go away. And I like the second passage in Luke when everything is going on and Jesus is in the midst of the crowd and she presses her way and she touches him. And in the midst of everything that's going on, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" That specifically just spoke to my mind that said, there's so much going on, but God is never too busy for you. He's never too busy for me, the individual, no matter what's going on. In the midst of it all, he knows when you call. He knows when you touch. The challenge becomes sometimes is that we don't call. And we don't touch. And what I want to teach on this morning is a concept that problems come. And I like this three-letter word, B-U-T. Problems come, but have faith in God. Problems may come, but have faith in God, because if you have faith in God, it may still be a little rough, it may still be a little tough, but I tell you, you will make it through. You don't understand either you're in a problem right now, or you're coming out of a problem right now. And if you're not in a problem and you're not coming out of a problem, I'm going to tell you, you're headed towards one. You just don't know when, but when it arises, what are you going to do? Are you going to be ready? And you say, well, where do problems come from? We just have problems because of who we are. We are a fallen people from back in the garden. We have problems. We have problems because we don't know something. Just like I had a problem with the microphones and the speakers because I didn't know. And so we have problems sometimes because we just don't know. And until we find somebody that knows, we will still be in that situation. We have problems come to us because we fail to see. We fail to acknowledge what's going on. We fail to have discernment and sense. And sometimes we fail to see because we are just careless and act haphazardly. And then we find ourselves in a problem. But I'm so glad today that no matter what type of problem I get myself into, that I have a God who is able to get me out. We have problems sometimes because we just don't do. We just don't do things. We know we should be doing stuff, and we just don't do it. I like to say that's procrastination. We know, I know, and I just use myself. And I looked on the computer last night, and I said, oh, Lord, I got already. I got to the end of this month to fulfill my CEU for my life insurance license. And I said last year, I'm not going to wait till the last minute. But I got to December 31st to do it. And I should have had it done, but I'm running into a tight window. Why? Because I just didn't do it. I tell you, I'm going to talk about myself because I can't talk about y'all because I don't know what's going on. But we have problems, and so if I don't do it, I'm going to run into a very sticky situation, which means if I don't get it done on time, the state of Florida wants more money. And that's a problem, which could lead to another problem, a reduction in crime. Could lead to the other problem. Thank you, Coach. I like that one. We have problems in our life because we just do the wrong thing. We do wrong and we get ourselves in situations. I'm going to make it plain. I know everybody's been watching the news. I'm just like, what other man about to get in trouble for doing something he ain't got no business doing with somebody else? Why? And they find themselves in problems. Why? Because they were doing the wrong. Then they want to say, I'm sorry and I need help. No, you're sorry because you got caught. But we have problems because we are doing the wrong thing. We have problems because of relationships. I've been married 23 years, but you have two different people from two different backgrounds coming together, trying to work together, and their perception may be different from yours. Your home, your upbringing may be different. That environment and the way that they see things may be different. And that can be challenging. And sometimes you can have problems. Nothing that can't be resolved, but you have problems. Young people in school, you say, I thought he was my friend. I thought he was my boy. But he's different people. Something happens. And you have problems with those relationships. I thought he was supposed to be with me. I caught him with somebody else. In high school, in college. So we have problems with relationships. And problems come out of times when we don't have resources. And they can be any kind of resources. Problems come up, and I share with everybody, y'all, keep me in prayer because I'm not working with Star Petro. And I'm dealing with them bus routes, and I know people have problems because of resources. That bus is challenging because they will call and say, where is the L? I need to make my connection because if I don't make my connection, I'm going to miss my other bus. And that's going to cause some problems. And I'm trying to get some resources. And so they on their phone just yelling and screaming. I'm trying to learn, Lord, how perfect. I didn't know Tallahassee had so many streets. Praise the Lord, and they be calling. I'm trying to get from here, and I looked at the person that's training. I said, I'm going to tell them all, just get on the C bus. Because if I say, do it in God, just get on the C bus, and it'll take you where you want to go. But it can cause problems. Yes, it is. We have problems because of our reactions, how we react to different situation and our responses because we allow people to affect us. We can't control other people. We can only control ourselves because sometimes people will say something to you and you may want to say something, but sometimes it's good to just, because once you say it, you can't take it back. And sometimes we can have problems because of our reactions. My wife loves to watch this show called Live TV. And I sit there and see watching Live TV where they have a police officer live in all these different states and what's going on. And I watch and I say, I can't believe people just that foolish. Because sometimes the officers want to let them go, want to give them a break, but they get in further problems because of the way they react to the popo. And then they just say, well, I just got to take you downtown. And then they're wondering why. They're in a deeper situation because of how they reacted and their response. And so you look at it, just problems come out of nowhere, but we have a God who is able to deliver us from our problems, even if we make the mistake and our problems are self-inflicted. Has anybody been there besides me? No, I've been there. I've been there. I don't spend when I should have spent it. Then I was, oh Lord, I'm out of money. It was God, but that was your problem. That was your issue. You get it. And I said, well, Lord, what am I going to do? When you just give me some more money, put it in the mail. No, I'll help you get another job where you can go and get some money and earn it. So I'm going to open up a door of opportunity to give you some resources because you messed up. Let the church say amen. or am I speaking to anybody besides myself today? Hallelujah. I just want to teach today. I'm just a little bit tired today. I just want to teach so we can have problems all over. You know, because Jesus himself, and turn with me to the book of John. Book of John, chapter 16. Hallelujah. Okay, I got my readers on. I'm telling you, Dr. Jones, I had to laugh when you said that this morning. But I got mine on, I tell you, boy. And if you don't have any problems yet, young people, like my grandmother said, just keep on living. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In me you're going to have peace. Why? In the world ye shall have what? Tribulation. John chapter 16 and 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh, that, look at that right there. Jesus said, you're going to have some tough times. You're going to have some challenges, and they're going to come your way. But don't you worry. Don't you fret. Why? Because Jesus said, I done been through it. I've overcome. And if you just hang out with me, reach out and have faith in me, and just touch me, everything will be all right. I can help you to overcome no matter what situation you're going through. And you can have sickness in your body. You could be lonely. You could have disappointments, unhappiness. You can even fail, but God is going to be there. So don't get troubled when things are not going the way they're supposed to be going. Sometimes things are self-inflicted, but sometimes God allows you to get in situations so that He can get the glory. So sometimes He allows it so that He can get the glory. You wonder, Lord, why am I here? Why can't I see you? They just hold on and have faith in me. Y'all don't believe me. I know. Turn with me to the book of John. I'm just teaching this morning. Book of John, chapter 9. Chapter 9, and I'll begin reading at verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. He was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Here you have a man that was from birth has been in a situation. A situation beyond his control. He had a problem. Y'all don't understand. When you can't see, there's a problem. Make it plain. Anybody ever been driving on the highway and it started raining real, real hard? And you got your wife was going in it, and all you can see is gray in front of you. When you can't see, and that's a challenge when you can't see, and then you turn on the flashing lights, and then you say, well, I don't want to pull to the side so somebody might not see me and run into me. It's a hard thing when you can't see. Make it plain. My wife joked with me all the time. She likes to wait till I get out the shower and I don't have my glasses on, and she come and start talking to me. She's like, oh, you can't see. I say, that's not funny because I can't see. I don't have my glasses on. It's a hard thing. For my younger people, if I go back, if you ever used to watch Scooby-Doo, I don't know the character, but she always used to lose her glasses and they'd be on her and she can't see. And she always looking because she's like, I think it's a hard thing when you can't see. It's a hard thing. So here this man, by no choice of his own, he can't see. And the disciples said, and Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifest in him. And then Jesus says, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground, made clay, put it on, anointed, and the man's eyes opened up. Why? So that God could get the glory. So don't fret, because you may be in a situation right now. But I want to let you know God is moving some things around. God is shaking some things up. He's about to make a way. You just hold on and have faith in God, because you may not see, it may seem like problems are coming, but have faith in God. Even though the woman, she was just, oh, I don't know, I spent everything. She did all she could do. Well, she's been there 12 years, that's a long time. You may have been in a situation, but don't give up. Well, she tried to find a man-made solution. She went to the doctor. Sometimes we try to find a man-made solution and don't even check in with God. We try to do things all on our own, and we mess it up. But she tried to find a man-made solution, but finally she said, none of this is working out. None of this is going my way. But I heard about a man who claimed to be the Son of God. I heard about a man who's coming this way whose name is Jesus. So I'm going to say, I believe if I just touch him, if I believe if I just reach out and put my hands on him, everything will be all right. That is called something. That's extraordinary faith. So do you have faith that God can turn your situation around? Oh, I told you earlier that Jesus said we're going to have problems. Look, turn with me over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. I just want to give y'all some scriptures to understand that you may be going through, but just hold on. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. No, see, if you went in Jesus and you're deeply rooted in him, we can have trouble going all around us, but we're not going to be distressed. We are perplexed. We may be puzzled. We may be baffled as to what's going on. We're perplexed, but guess what? We're not in despair. It's going all around us. Things we may not understand it, but we're not in despair. What is that? We are not without hope. We are not without someone who can help me. We are not at a complete loss. We are not at the end of the game. The buzzer has not sounded yet. As they say, the lady has not begun to scream. So it's not over until God says it's over. We are persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. You may be down, but you got breath in your body. You may be down and out, but God is right there because he's preparing you for something that is greater than you can ever imagine. So don't worry about it. You got problems, but have faith in God. Psalm 34. Psalm 34 and 19. Psalm 34 and 19. Many are the afflictions of who? I'm just talking. You're living right. You're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. So the Bible says many. Oh, it didn't say one, two, three. It said many. So don't get it wrong. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And here's that three-letter word again. What does it say? But the Lord what? Delivereth. I love that ETA. It's like continuation. Continue. He goes, the Lord delivereth him out of what? Them all. It's hard, but you're going to get through it. It may be difficult, but God is going to deliver you out of them all. Oh, do you have faith on the inside? Do you have faith in Jesus? Do you have faith in the true and living God? Because if you do, it's going to be all right. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, beginning at, I'm going to start at verse 20. Because here clearly gives you an understanding of the power of God. Verse 20, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away. See, earlier they were walking by, Jesus wanted some figs, and I'm begging you to paraphrase it, there were supposed to be some figs, and there were no figs on that tree. So you say, you ain't gonna never have no figs. You ain't got none. Now I'm hungry right now. You ain't got none. You ain't gonna never have it. And so the next thing they come out, and say, oh my goodness, Jesus, it's withered away. And I know when Jesus looked at them like, what's wrong with y'all? 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, what? Have faith in God. Y'all need to have faith in me. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt. Don't doubt. Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Ye shall have them. That's a very powerful passage of Scripture. Because here we have God speaking, showing his ultimate power of how he can do things. You see, this concept, he told them, have faith in me. Have faith, but in my power, the power of my word. The Lord is speaking to us here, no matter what your problem is, if you have faith in me, understand that I have the power to do it. I have the power to change your situation. In my study of the scripture, it says, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Here it is figuratively speaking. And when I come to understand that Jesus was making reference to a common metaphor of that time that was used in Jewish literature of good rabbis. And it was basically ruler of a mountain. And what that means was that it was referring to spiritual leaders who could solve great problems. The ruler of a mountain was used of people who could do seemingly the impossible. So Jesus is saying, if you have faith in me, I can do the impossible. If you have faith in me, I can root up your mountain and cast it into the sea. If you have faith in me, that an issue that's pressing you, all you got to do is reach out and I can dry it all up. God is saying, have faith in me. He's saying, oh, it may be hard, it may be rough. You may not understand, but just call on me. Trust in me. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. My help cometh from the Lord. No matter what the situation is, God says, look to me. I'm right here. I'm never going to leave you. I am the great problem solver. He can solve any problem at all. I'm reminded you that about 5,000 plus people hungry had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Right there, I look at that. That's a mathematical problem. But then I had a man who understood quantum mechanics, quantum physics, calculus, and everything. He said, bring me those 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. I can solve this problem. He blessed it and lifted it up, and he fed everybody and had 12 baskets left over. He can solve any problem you have. I'm reminded of a man by the name of Peter said, I'm going to be there right with you. Cut the man ear off right there, took out his blade. So Peter was a man, Peter said, I believe you. I believe you in a heartbeat. He said, I'm old school, don't get next to me. I believe you. He took out his blade, cut the man ear off. Jesus said, hold on, Peter, don't need. Picked up the man ear and put it right back up. Come on, that's a problem solved right there. Because it's hard to hear with one ear. Oh, my goodness. Jesus picked it up and put it right back on. That's a miraculous problem solved. And then he ultimately sees we get into situations on our own. I'm reminded of a woman back early in the day. Saw something good and got talked into something. Oh, you ain't going to surely die. Oh, and she looked at it and she picked it up and she ate it. And then she went over and said, oh, you need to eat some of this too, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, he did. And he did, and yes, sir, he did, he did. He ate, and when he ate it, everything went wrong. And since then, everything's been happening wrong. And that was a problem because it created a sin problem. And because of sin, everything is going on. But I'm so glad we have a man who fixed the sin problem. Because he looked down at him and said, oh, they need a way to be redeemed back to me. They are in a problem that's unreconcilable by themselves. They're in a problem they can't get themselves out of. They're in a problem that they cause because they disobeyed me. But because they my children, because I love them, I'm going to make a way. I'm going to help them to get out of this situation. Sometimes, young people, I know when you go away to college and you spend your last money and you're hungry, you call daddy, he's going to say sorry. But mama going to find a way to get you a piece of change to get you something to eat. Somebody say amen. And that's how God is. God will get you out of a sticky situation that you got yourself into. And he looked down and he said, my people need somebody. And he looked, who's going to go? And Jesus said, I'm going to go down there. And so God put on flesh and body, came down, pure as all, get up, nothing wrong with it, took on our sins, my sins, your sins, died on the cross. Oh, my goodness. He was beat beyond recognition, bled and died, poked in his side, but he didn't give up. He held on because he knew, I'm going to solve this problem. What does that say? No matter how hard it gets, if your problem solver, stick to it. If you want to get promoted in your job, be a problem solver. If you want to go to the next level, be a problem solver. And Jesus is a problem solver. He solved that problem of sin. He went through it no matter what they did to him. They beat him. He said, that's all right. As the old folks say, he never said a mumbling word. They beat him all night long. He bled. They poked him in his side, pierced him in his side, put nails, put him up on the cross, and all he could do was say, Father, forgive them. Oh, Father, forgive them. Why? They done caused a problem, but they don't know what they're doing. Sometimes they get in trouble because they don't know. But he died on the cross. Came down off the cross. Went in the tomb. Came out the tomb. Walked around. Send it on, sitting on the right hand of the Father, making what intercession for you and me. So if you got God sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for you, and you're dwelling in Him and He's in you, what problem do you have that He cannot solve?
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.